online at kansaspublicradio.org. A little fog possible this morning. Later today, sunny, a high of 88, and about a 20% chance for rain this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 92 degrees. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning, Vice President. How he eluded authorities at the rally. Bobby Allen, NPR News, Bethel Park.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. More charges have been filed against the man suspected of starting the fatal shooting at the Chiefs' Super Bowl victory parade. The prosecutor in Jackson County, Missouri, Gene Peters Baker, announced that news yesterday. Peggy Lowe reports.
Baker says 23-year-old Lindell Mays was indicted by a grand jury on a new felony charge for his role in the February 14th shooting at Union Station. It's called causing catastrophe and alleges that Mays knowingly caused death or serious physical injury to 10 or more people when the shooting created a crowd surge and stampede. Prosecutors say Mays was the first to pull a gun. He already faced four felony counts, including second-degree murder, in the fatal shooting of Lisa Lopez Galvan. I'm Peggy Lowe.
Downtown Salina will have a flowing river by the end of 2030, along with trails and boat launches. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is helping to restore 7 miles of the Smoky Hill River in downtown Salina, 60 years after it diverted the flow of the river away from the city. About $70 million in projects are now underway, paid for by the U.S. Army Corps, the Department of Transportation, nonprofit fundraising, and local taxpayers. Martha Tasker is with the City of Lawrence and says the river will attract kayakers, birdwatchers, and others.
Because it's a place that they can go and hang out with their friends, walk around, feel safe, take their dog, exercise, ride their bicycle, ride their skateboard, because the trails are 10-foot wide trails that are intended for multi-use.
The restoration work includes building fish habitat, wetlands, new bridges, a boardwalk, boat launches, and other amenities. Some elected officials in the Kansas City area have now put their support behind Vice President Kamala Harris for the presidency after Joe Biden ended his campaign.
Many local elected officials who endorse Biden have now shifted their support to Harris. Gina Repass chairs the Kansas Democratic Party. She supports Biden's decision to withdraw and that Harris is ready for the presidency.
We all signed off that she was not only capable, but vetted. She was the person that we knew that, God forbid, if something happens to Biden, she's our president. So I full-throatedly endorse her.
Repass says she'll meet with her local Democratic delegation to take the next steps. I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate.
And here's a story for you. Lawrence Municipal Court is holding a school supply drive that will allow people to pay off $50 in fines with $15 worth of school supplies. It's the second year the court has held the drive for school supplies. The Lawrence Times reports that last year the court brought in more than 900 items. The new school supplies must come from an approved supply list along with the receipt to get credit toward traffic and or parking fines. And you can find that approved list in KPR's Daily Headlines at kansaspublicradio.org. This is KPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Well, 5 Republicans and 2 Democrats are running for Congress in the open seat for the 2nd Congressional District of Eastern Kansas. With such a crowded race, each candidate is now trying to find a way to stand out.
To create a community where all are welcome, We need to shut this border down now.
Stop sowing the seeds of fear.
And sue Biden to stop his border crisis.
We have to have a strong military, and I'll support President Trump's agenda in that regard.
Coming up this hour on KPR, who the candidates are and what they stand for in the Kansas 2nd Congressional District.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Well, I'm not sure about burning love, but we will have some burning hot weather this week across the KPR listening area. For today, not terrible. Sunny skies, a high near 88, but tomorrow, a high near 92. This morning, some patchy fog is possible, and this afternoon, in addition to the sunny skies and the high of 88, all of a sudden we've got a 20% chance for showers, maybe a thunderstorm. That's later today. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
In the party, I still believed in his message.
Delegates, endorsements, and the political process ahead on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today here on KPR. Laura Lorson will be your host. Five Republicans and two Democrats are running for Congress in the open seat for the 2nd Congressional District in Kansas. With such a crowded race, each candidate is trying to find a way to stand out. We'll talk more about the 2nd District race coming up after this news update from the NPR and KPR newsrooms. It's sunny and 64 degrees at KU.
Live from NPR News, growing. That's NPR's Ryan Lucas speaking to Morning Edition. This is NPR News.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:31. Downtown Salina will have a flowing river by the end of 2030, along with trails and boat launches. Celia Yopis Jepson reports.
60 years ago, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers protected Salina from flooding by building a channel that bypassed 7 miles of the Smoky Hill River. Now the Army Corps will help Salina safely restore flow to that stretch in the downtown area and add wetland habitat. Martha Tasker leads the project for the city of Salina. She says residents miss the river where many grew up fishing, boating, and picnicking.
Many people would like to have the ability to connect with the river again and just enjoy that life again.
The U.S. Department of Transportation will help the city pay for new bridges, a boardwalk, boat launches, and other amenities. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Federal money will be used to help replace a bridge over the Kansas River in Kansas City, Kansas. A $63 million grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation will be used to replace the aging 18th Street Bridge. The Kansas Reflector reports that the bridge was built in 1959 as part of U.S. Highway 69. Transportation officials say that repairing the bridge would not be cost-effective. Construction is set to begin in 2025. It'll take about 2 years to complete. City commissioners in Lawrence are considering whether to allow the open carry of alcohol in parts of downtown Lawrence. So far, that idea is just a proposal, but the city is thinking about creating a common consumption area, a designated public area where individuals can openly carry and consume alcohol. The University Daily Kansan reports that the idea was discussed at last week's meeting and is still in the early stages of consideration. While the idea is gaining some traction, some commissioners, business owners, and residents have expressed concerns about the idea. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals pounded the Arizona Diamondbacks 10-4, the final score yesterday. It'll be the same two teams playing again tonight in Kansas City. Patchy fog this morning, later today, sunshine, a high of 88, a slight chance for rain and storms this afternoon.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. The hottest congressional race in Kansas this year is for the 2nd Congressional District, which covers much of the eastern third of the state. As Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports, the candidates are all trying to stand out from one another.
Political opponents are shooting the breeze after a candidate forum in Linden, Kansas. Republican Derek Schmidt makes a playful allegation involving a competitor, Michael Ogle.
We got collusion here.
Oh, collusion?
Yeah. Get Mike right back to speaking.
All jokes aside, in a few weeks, he says he's focused on what he calls kitchen table issues.
I'm very squarely working on behalf of working families to make sure that we have better paying jobs, make sure that we have better access to health care, that we reduce the cost of child care, that we increase the rate of affordable housing so that families can have an opportunity at home ownership.
Both Democrats in this race will face an uphill battle to win votes in a rural, right-leaning district. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas News Service is a collaborative effort of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. The collaborative reports on public policy issues throughout the region. You'll find more stories like this one, including this one, at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence featuring Stressless brand chairs and other sustainably made handcrafted furniture. Information online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com.
Patchy fog still a possibility this morning. Later today, sunshine, a high near 88, and about a 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 66, and tomorrow, sunny, a high near 92. Right now it's sunny in Lawrence, 64 degrees.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. Women in the United States are dying from pregnancy-related causes more often than in other high-income nations. For black and brown women, death rates are even higher. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga of the Kansas News Service tells the story of one Kansas mother who recently died of maternal sepsis.
Crystal Anderson was a pillar in her community.
To people, you know, and try to make people fit in.
Bertha says she and Crystal used to talk on the phone daily, sometimes more than once. She can't wrap her head around Crystal's death.
God needed an angel to take care of all those babies that she so wanted. She has tons of babies now.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. The collaborative reports on health, the many factors that influence health, and their connection to public policy. Find more stories like this one on the KPR website at kansaspublicradio.org. It's Morning Edition on KPR, sunny and 64 at KU.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Michelle Martin. President Biden's cabinet members say they are pressing ahead with his agenda for the final 6 months of his term. That includes U.S. Ambassador to the...
Next Wednesday, July 24th, the Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation from tiny toads to big cats. Details at topekazoo.org.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. Thanks for being here. NASA is facing a tight budget and wants to wrap up the Chandra X-ray Observatory mission. But astronomers don't want to see it go. We'll take a closer look at the scramble over this budget at NASA and the ending of certain programs. That's just ahead. And in another report, between now and 7 o'clock, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees has pledged $100 million of support for people in Ukraine as they prepare for winter. Those two stories between now and 7, and of course at the top of the hour, we'll have national, international, and Kansas news headlines. A little patchy fog is still possible this morning. I don't even think it's fog. I think it's just the humidity. Regardless, we will have a sunny sky this afternoon, a high of 88, and possibly some showers and thunderstorms. Just a 20% chance, though, for this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 66. It'll be sunny tomorrow, a high of 92.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm your
org. Sunny skies today and a high of 88 degrees. Slight chance for rain this afternoon. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning. Kamala Harris said
she... NPR.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. More charges have been filed against the man suspected of starting the fatal shooting at the Chiefs' Super Bowl victory parade. The prosecutor in Jackson County, Missouri, Gene Peters Baker, announced that news yesterday. Peggy Lowe reports.
Baker says 23-year-old Lindell Mays was indicted by a grand jury on a new felony charge for his role in the February 14th shooting at Union Station. It's called causing catastrophe and alleges that Mays knowingly caused death or serious physical injury to 10 or more people when the shooting created a crowd surge and stampede. Prosecutors say Mays was the first to pull a gun. He already faced four felony counts, including second-degree murder in the fatal shooting of Lisa Lopez Galvan. I'm Peggy Lowe.
Downtown Salina will have a flowing river by the end of 2030, along with trails and boat launches. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is helping restore 7 miles of the Smoky Hill River in downtown Salina, 60 years after it diverted the flow of the river away from the city. About $70 million in projects are already underway, paid for by the Corps, the U.S. Department of Transportation, nonprofit fundraising efforts, and by local taxpayers. Martha Tasker with the City of Salina says the river will attract kayakers, birdwatchers, and more.
Because it's a place that they can go and hang out with their friends, walk around, feel safe, take their dog, exercise, ride their bicycle, ride their skateboard, because the trails are 10-foot wide trails that are intended for multi-use.
The restoration work along the river includes building fish habitat, wetlands, new bridges, a boardwalk, boat launches, and other amenities. Kansas Democratic Party leaders are getting behind Vice President Kamala Harris. Party officials convened a meeting of the party's DNC convention delegation last night and came away with an endorsement for Vice President Harris to be the official Democratic nominee for president. Federal money will be used to replace a bridge over the Kansas River in KCK. A $63 million grant from the Department of Transportation will be used to replace the aging 18th Street Bridge. The Kansas Reflector reports that that bridge was built in 1959 as part of U.S. Highway 69. Transportation officials say that repairing the bridge would not be cost-effective. Construction is set to begin in 2025. It'll take about 2 years to complete. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Arizona Diamondbacks 10-4 yesterday. It'll be the same two teams playing again tonight in Kansas City. Sunny skies today will warm up to around 88 degrees. This is KPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon Business.
Of conservation from tiny toads to big cats. Details at topekazoo.org.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. 7:19 on this Tuesday morning. Still to come, black women raise money for Vice President Kamala Harris. Also coming up, this story. In Canada, melting sea ice means that polar bears are spending more time near human populations. So scientists there are working on new technology to track polar bears in order to keep them safe. Those two stories, much more news, still to come on Morning Edition.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Our next news update is less than 10 minutes away here on Morning Edition. It's going to be sunny today across the KPR listening area. We'll have a high near 88 degrees. And for some reason, we've got a 20% chance for showers and storms in the forecast for this afternoon. Just a 20% chance. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 66. And tomorrow, it's going to be sunny and hot, a high of 92 on Wednesday. By Thursday, we'll have a high of 95 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny and 66.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Believed in the party. I still believed in his message.
Delegates, endorsements, and the political process ahead on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Five Republicans and two Democrats are running for Congress in the open seat for the 2nd Congressional District of Eastern Kansas. With such a crowded race, each candidate is trying to find a way to stand out. We will hear from the candidates in the state's 2nd Congressional District coming up in about 15 minutes here on KPR's Morning Edition. It's 7:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington is reporting second quarter earnings that beat Wall Street forecasts, citing strong demand for gasoline-powered trucks. This is NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Kansas Democratic Party leaders are rallying behind Vice President Kamala Harris. Party officials convened a meeting of the party's DNC convention delegation last night and came away endorsing Harris to be the official Democratic nominee for president. Downtown Salina will have a flowing river by the end of the year 2030, along with trails and boat launches. Celia Yopis Jepson has more.
60 years ago, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers protected Salina from flooding by building a channel that bypassed 7 miles of the Smoky Hill River. Now the Army Corps will help Salina safely restore flow to that stretch in the downtown area and add wetland habitat. Martha Tasker leads the project for the city of Salina. She says residents miss the river where many grew up fishing, boating, and picnicking.
Many people would like to have the ability to connect with the river again and just enjoy that life again.
The U.S. Department of Transportation will help the city pay for new bridges, a boardwalk, boat launches, and other amenities. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The City Commission in Lawrence is considering whether to allow the open carry of alcohol in parts of downtown Lawrence. Now, so far, the idea is just a proposal, but the city is thinking about creating a common consumption area, a designated public area where individuals can openly carry and consume alcohol. The University Daily Canton reports that the idea was discussed as recently as last week's meeting. It is still in the early stages of consideration. While the idea is gaining some traction, some commissioners, business owners, and residents have also expressed concerns. And the Lawrence Municipal Court is holding a school supply drive that will allow people to pay off $50 in fines with just $15 worth of school supplies. It's the second year the court has held the drive for school supplies. The Lawrence Times reports that last year the court brought in more than 900 items. The new school supplies must come from an approved supply list, along with the receipt to get credit toward traffic fines and or parking fines. And you'll find the approved list in the KPR Daily Headlines at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Ray.
Michelle, when you want to feel comfort, what do you watch?
Well, it wouldn't be my Mets who break my heart every year. So, you know, they come close and then they just like, you know,
the
so
Mets,
it wouldn't beat the Mets
are tough to love.
They are.
Very, very tough to love. I'm surprised you're not a Yankee fan. You're a New Yorker.
Excuse me. I'm from Brooklyn. Get it straight.
Oh, sorry.
The Mets are from, I'm from Brooklyn, not New York.
I apologize.
Wrong borough. Also, soccer.
Oh, nice. Good. We agree. This is NPR News.
The Phillies. They talk about the Phillies having the best record in baseball. They've only won 7 more games than the Royals. I'm just saying. The Royals have won 56 games this season. They're just 4 games back in the AL Central Division. And they whooped up on the Diamondbacks yesterday, 10-4, the final there in Kansas City. It'll be the Royals and the Diamondbacks playing again tonight at Kauffman Stadium. More news still to come here on Kansas Public Radio. In fact, coming up next, we'll be talking about the race in the 2nd Congressional District of Kansas. 5 Republicans and 2 Democrats are running for Congress in the open seat. And with such a crowded race, each candidate is trying hard to find a way to stand out.
To create a community where all are welcome, we need to shut this border down now.
Stop sowing the seeds of fear.
And sue Biden to stop his border crisis.
We have to have a strong military, and I'll support President Trump's agenda in that regard.
Coming up next on KPR, who the candidates are and what they stand for in the 2nd Congressional District of Eastern Kansas.
At NPR, it's our job to be skeptical.
So tell me, why is this not already happening?
And provide context to the day's headlines.
Where does this leave U.S. efforts to try to broker a ceasefire to end the war? Where does it stand?
This is independent reporting you can trust. This is NPR. Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin. The last surviving original member of one of Motown's best-loved and most enduring acts has died. Abdul Duke Fakir passed away at his home in Detroit Monday after 7 decades as first tenor for the Four Tops, known for hits like Reach Out, I'll Be There, and the number one R&B hit of 1965, Can't Help Myself. Motown founder Berry Gordy said in a statement that Fakir was smooth, suave, and always sharp. It's Morning Edition.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. The hottest congressional race in Kansas this year is for the 2nd Congressional District, which covers much of the eastern third of the state. As Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports, the candidates are all trying to stand out.
Political opponents are shooting the breeze after a candidate forum in Linden, Kansas. Republican Derek Schmidt makes a playful allegation involving a competitor, Michael Ogle.
We got collusion here.
Oh, collusion?
Yeah. I'll give Mike right back to speaking.
All jokes aside, in a few weeks, just one of them will win the Republican primary for the 2nd Congressional District of Kansas. When Jake LaTurner, who's a Republican, decided not to run for re-election in the 2nd District, 5 Republicans and 2 Democrats jumped. Both Democrats in this race will face an uphill battle to win votes in a rural, right-leaning district. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas News Service is a collaborative effort of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. The consortium reports on public policy issues throughout the region. You'll find this story and others just like it on kansaspublicradio.org. Well, before her life was cut short by maternal sepsis, Crystal Anderson touched hundreds of lives, if not thousands. She was a former Chiefs cheerleader, influential in her career in health technology, also a loving friend, wife, and daughter.
She would always give the clothes off her back to people, you know, and try to make people fit in.
Coming up in the next hour of Morning Edition, how one Kansas woman's death is part of a larger problem here in Kansas. Women in the U.S. are dying from pregnancy-related causes more often than in other high-income nations. And for black and brown women, death rates are even higher. We'll have a report in the next hour from the Kansas News Service about the story of one Kansas mother who recently died of maternal sepsis. Stay with us.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Sunny skies in store for today, a high of 88, and hotter tomorrow, sunny and a high of 92. Right now it's sunny and 68 at KU.
We're into day.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, KANQ, Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. You'll also find us broadcasting online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies today, a high near 88. The Weather Service says we have a slight chance for showers this afternoon, possibly an isolated thunderstorm or two. Overnight tonight, clear skies, low of 66, and for tomorrow, sunny and hotter. We'll have a high of 92 degrees on Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock, time for the latest news.
Good morning. Opposed to the open internet. Under-resourced utilities like the water sector may struggle to defend against these kinds of attacks. Jenna McLaughlin, NPR News.
It's NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. More charges have been filed against the man suspected of starting the fatal shooting at the Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade in Kansas City. The prosecutor in Jackson County, Missouri, Gene Peters Baker, announced that news yesterday.
Baker says 23-year-old Lindell Mays was indicted by a grand jury on a new felony charge for his role in the February 14th shooting at Union Station. It's called causing catastrophe and alleges that Mays knowingly caused death or serious physical injury to 10 or more people when the shooting created a crowd surge and stampede. Prosecutors say Mays was the first to pull a gun. He already faced four felony counts, including second-degree murder in the fatal shooting of Lisa Lopez Galvan. I'm Peggy Lowe.
Downtown Salina will have a flowing river by the end of 2030, along with trails and boat launches. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is helping to restore 7 miles of the Smoky Hill River in downtown Salina, 60 years after it diverted the flow of the river away from the city. About $70 million in projects are underway, paid for by the Corps, the U.S. Department of Transportation, nonprofit fundraising efforts, and by local taxpayers. Martha Tasker is with the City of Lawrence. She says the river will attract kayakers, birdwatchers, and others.
Because it's a place that they can go and hang out with their friends, walk around, feel safe, take their dog, exercise, ride their bicycle, ride their skateboard, because the trails are 10-foot wide trails that are intended for multi-use.
The restoration work includes building fish habitat, wetlands, new bridges, a boardwalk, boat launches, and other amenities. Kansas Democratic Party leaders are rallying behind Vice President Kamala Harris. Party officials convened a meeting last night of the party's DNC convention delegation and endorsed Harris to be the official Democratic nominee for president. Well, it pays to check your Kansas lottery tickets. Every year, thousands of dollars are forfeited because winning ticket holders don't step forward. Lottery players have 1 year to claim their winnings. Right now, state lottery officials say $200,000 in lottery prize money remains unclaimed and time is running out. At least 4 Powerball tickets sold in Kansas, each worth $50,000, have not been claimed, and they will expire in the next couple of months. In Major League Baseball, the Royals pounded the Arizona Diamondbacks 10-4 yesterday. The same two teams will play again tonight at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals have won 56 games this season. They are just four games back. The forecast for the KPR listening area: sunny skies, a high of 88. Hotter tomorrow with a high of 92.
Word for NPR comes from Amazon Business. From small business.
This is.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. It is Morning Edition, 8:19 on this Tuesday morning. Thanks for tuning in.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Sunny skies are on tap. We'll have a high of 88 degrees. Tonight, a low of 66. Tomorrow, sunny and hotter, a high of 92 on Wednesday. Thursday, we could hit 95 degrees. Right now at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, we have a sunny sky and 70 degrees. In Topeka, 70. Manhattan, 69. Kansas City, sunny and 71. In Chanute, at the moment, mostly cloudy and 70. And in Emporia, mostly sunny, 70 degrees.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
In less than 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. Later this morning on KPR One, Cordelia Brown brings us the classics. This morning, we'll listen to the Juilliard Quartet playing Beethoven's Last Quartet, Mozart's Jupiter Symphony, and music from guitarist Julian Bream. Cordelia, your classical friend, from 9 to noon this morning on KPR 1. On KPR 2, we will bring you news from the BBC.
Support for NPR comes from this station, NPR News.
All things considered, on the air from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in the next half hour, we'll take a look at the hottest congressional race in Kansas. It's taking place in the 2nd District, which covers much of the eastern third of the state. Who's running and what do they stand for? We'll find out. Also coming up, we'll talk about maternal sepsis and how it cut one Kansas woman's life short. It's 8:30, time for these news headlines.
Live from NPR News, this is NPR News from Washington.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Kansas Democratic Party leaders are rallying behind Vice President Kamala Harris. Party officials convened a meeting last night of the party's DNC convention delegation and endorsed Harris to be the official Democratic nominee for president. Downtown Salina will have a flowing river by the end of the year 2030, along with trails and boat launches and other amenities. Celia Yopis Jepson has more.
60 years ago, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers protected Salina from flooding by building a channel that bypassed 7 miles of the Smoky Hill River. Now the Army Corps will help Salina safely restore flow to that stretch in the downtown area and add wetland habitat. Martha Tasker leads the project for the city of Salina. She says residents miss the river where many grew up fishing, boating, and picnicking.
Many people would like to have the ability to connect with the river again and just enjoy that life again.
The U.S. Department of Transportation will help the city pay for new bridges, a boardwalk, boat launches, and other amenities. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
Well, it pays to check your lottery tickets. Every year, thousands of dollars are forfeited because the winning ticket holders just don't step forward. Lottery players have 1 year to claim their winnings. Right now, lottery officials say $200,000 in prize money remains unclaimed, and time is running out. At least 4 Powerball tickets sold in Kansas, each worth $50,000, have not been claimed, and they will be expiring in the next couple of months, so check your tickets. Lawrence Municipal Court is holding a school supply drive. It will allow people to pay off $50 in fines with $15 worth of school supplies. It's the second year the court has held the drive for school supplies. The Lawrence Times reports that last year the court brought in more than 900 school supplies. The new school supplies must come from an approved supply list along with the receipt to get credit toward traffic fines and parking fines. You'll find the approved list in KPR's Daily Headlines, which you'll find at kansaspublicradio.org. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes...
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. Women in the United States are dying from pregnancy-related causes more often than in other high-income countries. For black and brown women, death rates are even higher. Reporter Beck Shackelford-Wanganga with the Kansas News Service tells us the story of one Kansas mother who recently died of maternal sepsis.
Crystal Anderson was a pillar in her community. She was a cheerleader for the Chiefs for almost a decade, influential in her career in health technology.
All those babies that she so wanted, she has tons of babies now.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaborative effort of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. The collaborative reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. For this story and more stories from the Kansas News Service, visit the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Sunny skies today, a high of 88, a low tonight of 66, and for tomorrow, sunny with a high of 92. Right now, it's sunny and 72 at KU.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details at AfterTheHarvestKC.org.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. Thanks for being here. I'm Jay Schaefer. The hottest congressional race in Kansas this year is for the 2nd District, which covers much of the eastern third of the state. As Zane Irwin reports, the candidates are all trying to stand out.
Political opponents are shooting the breeze after a candidate forum in
better paying jobs, make sure that we have better access to health care, that we reduce the cost of child care, that we increase the rate of affordable housing so that families can have an opportunity at home ownership.
Both Democrats in this race will face an uphill battle to win votes in a rural, right-leaning district. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on public policy issues throughout the region. For more stories like this one, log on to kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies expected today with a slight chance for showers this afternoon. We'll have a high of 88. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high of 92 degrees.
This is NPR News.
The place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. NASA is facing a tight budget and wants to wrap up the Chandra X-ray Observatory mission, but astronomers don't want to see it go. We'll take a look at that straight ahead here on KPR.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees has pledged $100 million of support for people in Ukraine as they prepare for winter and more war. That story just a few minutes from now here on KPR. Coming up after the 9 o'clock news on KPR 1, it's classical music with Cordelia Brown. She'll bring us the Juilliard Quartet playing Beethoven's last quartet. Plus, we'll listen to Mozart's Jupiter Symphony and the music of guitarist Julian Bream. That's Cordelia and the Classics from 9 to noon on KPR 1. If you can't get enough of the news and talk, listen to KPR 2. We will bring you the BBC NewsHour at 9 a.m. A sunny sky today across the KPR listening area will warm up to around 88 degrees. Right now it's sunny and 73 in Lawrence, Topeka and Manhattan 72, and in Emporia 72 degrees. It's going to be even hotter tomorrow. Sunshine on Wednesday, a high of 92, and by Thursday we'll have a high near 95. Once again, sunny and 72 at KU.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
The latest news from NPR is coming up next, and after that, Cordelia Brown with the classics. We'll have a little guitar music from Julian Bream. The Juilliard Quartet will play Beethoven's last quartet. And we'll take in Mozart's Jupiter Symphony. There's a lot more straight ahead here on Kansas Public Radio for this Tuesday morning. Here's how the weather is taking shape. Sunny skies will hit a high of around 88 degrees. There's still a slight chance for rain showers this afternoon, but not much, 20% chance. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 66 degrees, and for tomorrow, sunny and hotter, high of 92 on Wednesday. Thursday, we could hit 95 degrees. At the moment, sunny and 73 on the KU campus in Lawrence. And here is your hourly reminder. You're listening to KANU at KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You'll find us online, too, at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman.